Lesson 6D, Exercise 2.
Drink up. Coffee. Coffee was first discovered in Ethiopia several centuries ago. There is a legend surrounding its discovery, and there is probably some truth to the tale. It is said that a goat herd called Kaldi noticed that his goats became very excitable after eating the berries from one particular bush. Kaldi reported this discovery to the abbot of the local monastery, who made a drink from the berries and found it kept him awake through the long hours of evening prayer. This knowledge of the energizing effects of these berries began to spread east towards the Arab world. The Arabs were the first people to cultivate coffee and also to trade it. Coffee quickly became popular with Muslims who were forbidden by their religion to drink alcohol. By the 16th century, coffee had spread to Persia, Egypt, and Turkey. All over the Middle East, new public coffee houses sprang up as places of social activity. By the 17th century, coffee had finally found its way into Europe, where religious leaders initially condemned it as the devil's drink. However, the Pope at that time decided to taste the new beverage himself and liked it so much that he gave it papal approval. By the mid-17th century, there were coffee houses in all the major cities of Europe. In London alone, there were 300. People gathered in them to engage in stimulating conversation over a cup of the hot, dark, revitalizing drink. Coffee has established itself as one of the most valuable crops in the world and is the world's second biggest commodity after oil. Coca-Cola. The world's most popular fizzy drink was invented in Georgia, USA, in 1886 as a health drink. Dr. John Pemberton, a pharmacist, mixed the secret formula in a big kettle in his backyard. He was prompted by a new prohibition law, which forbade the sale and consumption of alcohol. Pemberton's previous health drink had contained wine, so he came up with a new recipe. His bookkeeper, Frank Robinson, gave the refreshing new drink its name because, until 1905, it contained extracts of cocaine as well as the caffeine-rich cola nut. Mr. Robinson also wrote beautifully, and it is his original lettering that we can still see on Coke cans today. In 1887, businessman Asa Candler bought the formula from Pemberton and very quickly turned it into one of America's most popular soft drinks. At that time, people went to ice cream parlors to have a drink. These were often attached to pharmacies and were a popular meeting place. Coke was sold as a health drink, and its success was due not only to its new taste, but also to vigorous advertising. Candler bought full-page advertisements with the Coca-Cola girls inviting you to pause and refresh. In 1931, even Father Christmas was used to sell the product, and the resulting picture of a round, jolly, white-bearded man dressed in red has become the iconic image of Father Christmas. Nowadays, Coca-Cola is one of the most recognized products in the world, with more than 1 billion drinks sold every day. Tea. The story of tea begins in China in 2737 BC. According to legend, the Emperor Shen Nung was sitting under some trees while his servant boiled water to drink. Some leaves from the Camellia sinensis tree blew into the water, and the emperor tried the resulting beverage. True or not, tea certainly originated in China many, many centuries ago. It wasn't until the 16th century that tea arrived in Europe, brought by the Portuguese and Dutch. The British were slow to take to the new drink, but that changed in 1662 when King Charles II married a Portuguese princess, Catherine of Braganza, who was a lover of tea. She made the drink fashionable among the wealthy. Tea was quickly introduced into the city's coffee houses, and British drinking habits were altered forever. The country began to import tea for itself and later started growing it in India. In the 17th and 18th centuries, the British government used the popularity of tea to generate revenue and taxed it so highly that a huge smuggling operation sprang up. Soon, more tea was being smuggled into Britain than imported legally. So in 1784, the government finally abolished high tea taxes. At the same time, there was a great debate about whether tea was good for your health. This argument was finally brought to an end when religious groups decided that tea was much better for people than alcohol. With lower prices and a health endorsement, there was now nothing to stop everybody from drinking tea. Meanwhile, Britain had introduced tea to America, and in the 19th century, America introduced the rest of the world to its latest invention, the tea bag. This invention has helped tea to become an important commodity in world trade, and the world's second most widely consumed drink after water.